Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. In the fourth session, we take Acquisitions Incorporated to the stage, so to speak, by performing in front of hundreds of fans at PAX Prime 2010. Although you can't see them here, there are props and costumes galore, and the addition of the audience make the session truly unique. Sadly, a ritual to bring back Eofel may not go as planned for all those involved. Note, the rules used in this session are from an earlier edition of Dungeons & Dragons, but the role-playing and storytelling are pure D&D.
Welcome to the world's smallest Dungeons & Dragons game. I am Chris Perkins, your merciful and humble DM. Who's predicting a TPK? Yeah. Gosh, I hope not. Welcome to the Revenge of Acquisitions Incorporated. Before I introduce the guys, let me just say welcome. Thank you for coming. This game is brought to you by
the Red Box.
How many of you are playing a Dungeons & Dragons game? Well, not right now, but currently. Woo! How many of you cut your teeth on the original Redbox or one of its kin? All right. So you know what I'm talking about when I say that this was an inspiration for an entire line of role-playing games and the electronic games that followed. I just want to tell you, too, that Wizards of the Coast is happy to participate in this event, and I will try to be a kind and merciful DM. But Acquisitions Incorporated is going to hell, literally. And they're a man down. Aww. Who's wearing their Eofel bracelet? Okay, all right. Once this event wraps up and you've all had a rockin' good time, I encourage you all to run off to the D&D bus. If you haven't seen it, just look for the big beholder at 9th and Pine. We're giving away lots of cool t-shirts, we're having contests, and we're giving away red boxes too, so grab one. Without further ado, let me introduce to you the living members of Acquisitions Incorporated, starting with the CEO, Omendron Jerry Holkins. Binwin Bronzebottom, Scott Kurtz. Jim Dark Magic, Mike Krahulik. Well, I guess we should get started, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
I am ready. What?
Al Will Wheaton.
He humbly requests
that you refer to him by his full name.
But I can't pronounce his full name. And playing the minion, Mr. Stinky. And formerly playing Aelophel Elromain, Will Wheaton. So a bunch of you voted.
You get these actors in here and they ham it up. It's just...
Yeah.
On Friday, we asked you to vote about which minion Will would play, and the choices were Booger Deep, the kobold, Dunce Blunderstein, the dwarf idiot.
Isn't it weird to have two dwarf idiots in a party?
Right out of the gate.
Picking up where we left off.
Yeah. God dang it, Wheaton.
Bob, the Will-O-The-Wisp, and Mr. Stinky, the rotting zombie. All right, and I have your miniature, Will. He's chewing on an arm.
Stinky.
All right. We also asked you guys what Acquisitions Incorporated should do with that artifact they acquired in the last podcast.
That we forgot about, that we had in our pockets.
That's right.
It was a small artifact. I don't know what you want.
It's a good thing you didn't get that artifact at any kind of tremendous sacrifice or cost.
I think it was a net win. Weird. I think it was a net win.
In the words of Aelophel, they should sell it and use the money to raise me from the dead. In the words of Binwin Bronzebottom, sell it, buy a tavern in Hammerfast, and get drunk on dwarven ale. Jim Dark Magic suggests they sell it and buy a ton of magical shit. That's what Aelophel would have wanted.
He told me.
And Omandron's words, open up an exhibit and charge 5 gold pieces a head. To see it, kids get in free. The winner is sell it and buy a ton of magical shit. It's what Aelophel would have wanted. Jim, Dark Magic.
Yeah, right. All right.
When last we left the intrepid group, Binwin, Omen, and Jim Dark Magic came together to plunder Shadowfell Keep. They made off like bandits, and Omen hit upon the idea, hey, why don't we start a company? We'll call ourselves Acquisitions Incorporated. But we're going to need to hire some folks. And the first person that they found was an intern named Aelophel. And together they set off to help the town of Falcrest secure a tower on the edges of civilization. It was shortly thereafter that Binwin ran into some family problems. His father had stopped drinking because...
It's terrible.
A rival dwarven clan, Clan Ambershard.
Hate those guys.
Of the Aspen Ambershards. Basically stole his daddy's mine and ran him out of business, and it seems like they're just buying up property all over the place. So to get back at them, Binwin and his friends struck out against the Ambershard Manor in Hammerfast and stole the invulnerable coat of Arn. Take that, Ambershards.
With really no repercussions.
Yeah, really, we got out of there.
I feel like it was a clean job.
Yeah, we only lost the red shirt.
Yeah. Wow.
I hate you so much.
Buck up, Will. I have a gift for you.
Oh!
Courtesy of Ethan Gilsdorf, the writer of Fantasy Freaks and Gaming Geeks, your autographed copy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's how they do it in the movies. They actually, there's no stunts. They lied.
So while you guys are basking in your comfortable new estate in Hammerfest, rolling in your magical shit, as it were.
Yeah. Do you have to roll to roll, or is it... This is a real question.
You begin to give some thought to maybe hiring a new intern, and but that proves to be a rather laborious process. I mean, yeah. All the people you see, they don't have any ambition, no initiative. They just want their dream job handed to them on a plate.
Right.
So, are unwilling to die.
And you have real trouble sleeping over it. So fortunately, all of your efforts have garnered you some sympathy with the Temple of Moradin. And free of charge, they would be happy, if you're willing, to help pony up the money to maybe get them, you know, brought back from the dead.
That sounds great, because there's actually an ongoing legal dispute. There's a wrongful death suit against Binwin Bronzebottom, who was our employee at the time of the death.
Technically.
A lot of paperwork. Okay.
Hey, guys, I'm just a guy walking through your office because I'm fans of yours. I think it's a good idea, and you should go save Aelfell. Bye now.
Yeah, but I mean, in this economy, gold's tight. I mean, what are we talking about?
It's like between 5,000 and 10,000.
Whoa!
Nope, that's including too much. Wow.
Jeez.
No, you don't have to worry about it.
I'm trying to run a business here.
Temple, I know. Temple is very sympathetic to your business interests, and they'd be willing to pony up the dough. They just want you to participate in the ritual, maybe hold a few candles, a few words.
What is required,
though? Yeah, their friend Trevor has a band he wants to play.
Hey, guys, it's me, the guy that was just in but left. And I thought I'd tell you that holding candles is a small price to pay for getting your friend back. Bye.
All they really want you to do is say something in the course of casting the ritual, you know, that will incentivize Aelfell's spirit to return from the dead and rejoin
you. Is this
a
public thing?
Would you like it to be?
I'm up for a public appearance.
All right, you start putting the word around the Jing Bark.
Does this involve any kind of sacrifice, any kind of balancing of the stakes, any kind of blood ritual involving dwarven blood or dwarven hair or public apologies? Because, no, I don't.
Not at all.
All right.
All right.
All right, just this one time.
Okay. Then in the course of casting the ritual, the priests of Moradin stop periodically to allow each of you
to hydrate, because that's crucial during a ritual.
To what? Who?
To hydrate.
You?
To hydrate?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a long ritual. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, these are dwarves we're talking about here.
Can I say that there should be, like, an endurance check for wearing this helmet? Like, when Faelau was like, no, fuck it, buy a real metal helmet. Where is he? Nope. Ow. You have a soft cloak.
Yes, he.
And you have padding, which I left at the office.
No, I've got trouble with my gorget.
Yeah.
So,
my cape is rad.
So what words do you each have to offer to help bring Aelfell back? Let's start with Omen.
When you come back...
Oh, Jesus.
Please.
Sorry.
Only two more hours.
Who knew?
When you come back, please don't sue us.
Binwin?
Well, Aelfell. I'm holding the candle, right? Spirit of Aelfell, my fallen friend. Please come back to us. So, and I'm sorry that you split the party and... ran. I mean, I'm sorry that I sent you to your death. I distinctly remember saying, get him. I have to take blame for that. I did not say fall in the acid pit. He did gong that thing, and we were like, I bet that's his trap. But it was all my fault, and I'm sorry. Please come back. I loved you on Star Trek. Please come back.
The priests yield the floor to Jim Dark Magic.
Yeah. Al was always one of my favorite elves. And,
I was just standing outside the window listening, and I thought I'd remind you that his name is Aelfel!
Bye!
The priests will escort him from the room.
Bye!
And I'm pretty sure I mage-handed a magical artifact out of that acid pool. And you know what? I seem to have misplaced it in the intervening time. So don't worry about that.
And you cast some spell effects and disappear from sight. All right.
Jim Winks.
At the end of the ritual, absolutely nothing happens.
Well,
and the priests
are aghast.
Well, we
gave the old college try.
And they say, confound it! Hold on a second. And,
is that the wrong ritual?
They double check.
This is the ritual to keep them in the afterlife.
Don't anybody think of a giant marshmallow man.
We missed nothing. There's only one explanation for this. Somebody else must have brought him back from the dead already.
Oh. Wow.
Is he in Castle Anthrax, I hope?
Well, then he's fine.
Yeah, so yeah. Back
Good.
To rolling around in magic
yeah.
shit.
Good for
we'll
him.
Get back to you with a divination. Find out what's going on.
I'm not worried about that. Don't trouble yourself.
Yeah. I assume that's an extra charge.
He says,
yeah, we're not paying for this now.
I paid for a resurrection.
All right. A week passes. 7 days ago, they told you what they could, and that is Aelfel is alive, but he doesn't appear to be on this plane.
God damn it.
I want this motherfucking Eladrin off my motherfucking plane.
That was very funny.
That was funny.
That was good.
What I'm going to have you guys do to get into the rolling here is to start poking around Hammerfast. And there are two things you can kind of do. Sort of think of it as the pre-title sequence of Diamonds Are Forever. You all seen that movie?
Hell
you know, when
yeah.
James Bond goes around, he starts punching people in the head and beating the shit out of them and strangling women, throwing bra straps.
Is that diplomacy? See? I got him with the D&D joke. I know my target demographic.
The first thing you have to do is identify who are the right people to go after, and that's a streetwise check for the three of you. And I need at least two of you to succeed on this.
Okay.
Cool. It's not going to be Jim.
Well, I have a one, so I can add one to my roll.
I have a five.
I rolled a 19.
All right. That's one.
I rolled a four. I rolled a 14 plus one is 15.
15 is two.
17.
Excellent. You all triumph. You find throughout town the right people to go after and the right people to beat up, including one Lear Ambershard, a fellow who you chased out of the manor.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
And he says, my foot in his nuts.
Oof!
Stop right
kicking
in
me in the nuts.
All right, what I'd like you all to do now is to either make a diplomacy check or an intimidate check. It's your individual choices. Yeah. Again,
Ooh,
we need at least two of you to succeed at one of those.
Well, should I go with the plus one or the plus one?
Here. I'll be the good cop.
Oh, that's not very good. What was it? Intimidate?
Yeah.
So, 10.
10, not enough.
Ooh. Can I use my arcana to make an intimidate check?
I like it.
You could surround him with a bunch of dire doves.
Yeah.
Tell me where he is, or I'll give you the Latin root of this magic word.
So you're basically,
I want to magically make myself seem more imposing. Dungeon Master.
Go for it.
In that cloak?
Crap. 15.
That's enough.
No.
Well done.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, I pull a 22 diplomacy.
Nice.
All right.
That's nice.
I tell him straight out, I say that every person that I work with is completely insane. And I have no idea what they're going to do from moment to moment. I'm letting you know that this is just an FYI. You could be destroyed. He could create a feather bed and cuddle with you on it. I have no idea.
I'll do anything. Just tell the dwarf to stop kicking me in the nuts.
Okay, one more kick. Just one more kick.
Oof!
Yeah.
Really enjoy this last one, and then we're going to talk to him.
The only shards you're going to have are in your nuts. Shards of testicles.
What?
That's how
I thought it was awesome.
That's how the Bronze Bottoms
do it. That's my A material.
All right. After kicking the crap out of Lear and his associates, and by succeeding, by the way, it didn't actually get into a fight or anything, so it doesn't cost you a bunch of healing surges. So well done, guys.
Awesome.
Well done.
I like that.
Yep. And you're told the following information, that Lear's mama, Citrine, paid big bucks to get Aelophel raised just so you couldn't.
Wait, what was the name again?
Citrine.
You remember her.
Yeah. She was the one that was...
She's the head of the Amber Shard clan. Right.
And she was like faking like, oh, I can talk in Elvish, remember?
Right, right,
and we were
right,
you're full of crap, lady.
What is up with that bitch?
Moreover, she is got this thing going where she takes slaves to some sort of secret location and then gets money for them.
Probably a rave.
And Lear...
They might even advertise about it on Craigslist.
And
in Hammerfest, it's probably Craigslist.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll take 50% joy.
Yeah.
If you were playing in my game, you would get a plus one on your next roll.
Yeah. See, Crags like on Laura.
Right.
That's awesome. Because of Jim's magical demonstration, you also learn exactly where it is she takes these people to this dungeon complex called the Twisting Halls, which her dwarves have been kind of building into, trying to create a underground stronghold. There is a portal there that she uses to get around quickly. And Lear can tell you where it is.
This isn't that bad. I've played this game. You spin the wheel, and then it's like you have to put your right hand on the color that matches.
Oh, yeah. That's not so bad.
Yeah.
So he doesn't know anything about the portal, though. He says he can tell you exactly where the twisting halls are. Please don't kick me in the nuts. He can tell you exactly how to wend your way through the dungeon without getting in any trouble and getting to the portal safely. Please don't eat me, Mr. Jim Deck Magic, with your powerful magic. And
can we make an insight check to see if he's gonna?
You sure
if he's
can.
Lying to
if
us.
If he's BSing you, make a BS check.
Well, I shouldn't make it.
21.
I got a 4 insight.
Yeah, we know.
Omen is pretty darn sure you have scared the crap out of him.
It was pretty nuts.
And appealed to his, rational side of the brain.
Yeah.
Pretty nuts. Not anymore. They ain't.
Kurtz and I will have the 12-year-old side of the table completely locked up for the rest of the rest of today.
I've already farted twice.
Yeah, that's funny out there.
Since we've been up here.
So, I think I need to use a healing surge. I say we go.
Yeah.
You need to use
absolutely.
Two. All right, you head out to the Twisting Halls. You follow Lear's instructions. As you explore the dungeon and following this crude map that you were given, you stumble upon a creature that seems to have kind of lost its way. And without too much of a fuss, it sort of just starts following you.
Really?
That happens.
And you kind of realize that it's kind of lonely.
What does it look like?
What does it look like? It looks like about a 6.5-foot tall, shambling mass of rotting flesh, some dead guy who's like chewing on some other dead guy's severed arm.
Can we take it home? I'll take care of it.
Oh, awesome. He likes me.
Yeah, yeah. You have to think about the undead in terms of billable hours.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero billable hours.
Zero billable hours.
I have no problem killing it either directly or indirectly.
Listen, I think that there is a place. Does it have a name tag or something, like a stray dog?
You give it a once over, you can see it's got no indication of a name, but it does seem to have rudimentary speaking capability.
Okay.
Jim. Jim.
Stinky.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth, pal? Ain't that the truth?
Well, Stinky, I think that we have a place for you in our organization. The pay's not great. In fact, it's zero. In fact, it's actually negative one because there's some paperwork we have to file. But I think we have a place for you, and it's in the next acid pit, I'm sure. We're talking about rudimentary animation.
Yay. I'm not mixing player knowledge with character knowledge. Ah.
Can we tell if Stinky is DPS?
Well, that's an excellent segue. To get Will out of character for a second, Will, can you talk a little bit about your character and go through its abilities? So
my name is Mr. Stinky the Zombie. I'm a level 5 minion soldier. Could I get some... I have 1 hit point. My AC is 19. My fortitude is 17. Reflex 14. Will 15. My initiative is +2. I have dark vision. My speed is 4. I can resist 10 necrotic. I have a trait called that wonderful smell. It's an aura 1. The stench of the grave surrounds you. Living creatures in the aura take a -5 penalty to saving throws. Among my standard actions are such things as bash with severed arm, a necrotic at will power with a melee 1 attack, that's +10 versus AC. When I hit, I do 8 necrotic damage and the target falls prone. As a minor action, I can gnaw on my severed arm.
As a minor action, you can gnaw on your severed arm.
And gain 10 temporary hit points.
That's pretty good, then.
Yeah. And
all allies that can see me are grossed out. Save ends. An ally that's grossed out doesn't consider you its ally.
Interesting.
And my triggered action is to play dead. You remain in play at the start of your next turn. You regain 1 hit point and can stand up as a free action. I'm Mr. Stinky, and I'm your minion.
I already like this guy better than Al.
Yeah.
His name is Eofel. One of my skills is reminding you of that.
Who's mixing character knowledge with player knowledge?
Kurt!
So, are creatures like Mr. Stinky common in this complex?
You've only seen the one.
Going back and forth?
There's only the one.
Can I make a history check?
There's only one Mr. Stinky.
To see if I recognize like any tatters of armor or anything like that?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
24.
Yeah. You can see that he's wearing standard issue adventurer's underwear. It's part of the adventurer's kit, so you think he must have been a former adventurer.
Oh, ooh. All right.
And now he's a zombie.
And chances are the arm he's holding was another former adventurer.
Yeah. He said Haynes.
When he said adventurer's underwear.
Oh,
sarcastic laughing guy is here. What a surprise finding you at a nerd gathering.
In the Twisting Halls, you find a secret chamber, as you expected to, which has a portal etched onto the floor. It's a big giant circle encrusted with fiery red gemstones. The question is...
Do you want the gemstones? Is this like Deal or No Deal?
Do you want to make an Arcana check to figure out how it all works?
I don't.
You're really good at Arcana, right?
Oh, are you kidding? I even know that it's Arcana. Oh, this is going to be nuts. 30.
Wow. All right.
He knows all magics all the time.
Yes.
I have one of these in my basement.
He just had it installed.
Yeah.
All right.
Impresses the ladies.
Have you seen my portal?
All right, the true answer resides out
it's
there.
It's like a hot tub. Like, you can sit halfway in the portal.
Your lower half just kind of tingles.
Yeah.
All right. Can we cue the first question, please?
What?
Oh, what?
Questions.
First one.
Oh.
Oh, we know what it is, and you don't.
First question.
All right.
You see this?
No. Everyone, text your vote to 25252. Vote space one.
No way.
All right,
I
folks.
Can't read it.
Oh, we can't read it.
We can't read it.
No.
We'll give you more warning next time, so you can get
it. In the twisting halls, the heroes find a portal to hell encrusted with gemstones. What must they do to activate the portal? A. They must perform the truffle shuffle.
Okay.
B. They must shed the blood of an ally. C, they must share their darkest secrets. Or D, one of them must swallow a gemstone.
Oh, they're delicious, I'm sure.
Like Pop Rocks.
2, 5, 2.
All right, DM, are you ready for some answers?
What the deuce?
I didn't know you guys did any of this. This is rad.
We didn't do this.
No, I mean, we drew the picture, but
man.
It's like we're really
good. Are you ready for the answer?
Yeah.
Are we ready to put the results? Are we tabulating? Let's go ahead and throw the results up.
Thank God. Because I think the truffle shuffle was that fat kid from Goonies did. Yeah. And I know who would have been elected to do that.
I was going
to
make you guys act it out, too. All right. So in order, Jim knows that in order to activate this circle, each of you must stand inside it and share your darkest secret.
Our character's darkest secret?
That's right.
Okay.
Your character's darkest secret.
Scott Kurtz's darkest secret.
And here's the catch, and Jim knows this because he rolled a 30.
I did.
That this darkest secret then becomes known to the person who created this circle.
That is so rad.
That's bullshit.
That is, Chris, that is awesome stuff.
Yeah.
That turns my crank.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
All right. Jim understands. So he's like, listen, guys, I'll show you how it works. Darkest secret in the circle, not a big deal. I take a step in, deep breath. I magically darken my hair.
And it's called Jim Dark Magic's Just for Mage.
Oh!
Yes!
That's it, guys. Haven't told anyone that before. But
there is
an
explosion of fire in the circle, and Jim Dark Magic just sort of erupts into flame and disappears, and all that's left are a few floating embers.
Wow.
All right, so I'll see you guys later.
Woo!
The eyes are wide. At that point.
Yes.
All right, Binman.
Take a deep
there
breath.
And,
take a deep breath, steal myself, and I push Mr. Stinky into the portal.
All right, Mr. Stinky's standing on the circle.
Well.
Stinky is self-conscious about stink.
Up he goes. Nothing left but cinders.
Don't you want to go next?
Oh, I will. Don't worry. I'm right after you, buddy.
You're right after me? I step into the portal, and I try not to look you right in the eyes, and I say, I've embezzled at least 10%.
What?
Oh! Boom! And then nothing happens?
Nothing
and I go,
happens.
20%.
Still there.
25%.
Oh. You can take all those gems out now.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be funny if you walk to the portal and a single tear comes down and you go, I knew you were embezzling.
I'll enter the circle. And say that Acquisitions Incorporated is a partnership, and between a brother and a sister, and the sister is really cool. And she went into a dungeon one time when I was very young, and I didn't follow after her. And I stayed outside, and she never came out.
Oh. Wow. Oh.
All right. None of you guys, by the way, heard that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's why I waited till last.
All right, you all appear together on a hellish plain, surrounded by jagged rocks, some of them the color of blood.
You blood. Also, sorry.
Blood.
You also see bubbling up from these jagged fumaroles.
What? I mean, right.
I don't know either.
No, yeah, fumaroles.
What's it? Kind of looks like a small volcano.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, Mike.
All right. Are these sort of belching gouts of acid that kind of drip?
Oh. Ah! PTSD? Is that... It still stings?
Yeah.
Why did it have to be acid pits?
It's called hell.
Couldn't it have been succubi?
And you start to make your way across this blasted landscape, and Jim gets really scared because he's getting all kinds of grit in his hair.
This is never going to come out.
And the
this
wind
is
just...
This is just what my hair looks like now.
When the wind sort of rips through, it just feels like you're being torn apart by razor blades. It's just not fun at all.
Oh, wow. Why do we come here again?
I forget, actually. We should go back.
Blades.
Are we standing on a portal?
No, there's no portal on this side.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
So do we know which direction to go? What do we? Is it just like vast in every direction?
It looks pretty vast, but you're kind of in the back of a box canyon, so you kind of know you're one course out. You can also see evidence of tracks in the dust that's sort of piled up in various places on the ground. And as you make your way up the trail, you start to see, after about a couple miles or so, some corpses lying in the dust. And they look like they... were walking somewhere and didn't make it, and they've got shackles on their hands and shackles on their legs.
Poor.
Can we make a heal check to see what killed them?
Yeah.
Can I make a check to see if they have any loot on them?
Yeah. Right. You can make a perception check.
Yeah, I'm sure they have some designer shackles, Binwin.
I got a 5
on my heal.
I'm going
to walk around in a circle.
Okay.
I see that Jim is kneeling down in a very CSI way.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing. So I follow up with my own heal check.
Okay.
CSI.
How'd you do on your perception check?
I did a 14.
All right.
21.
Okay. First thing you notice is that there are two of them, and they're dwarves.
Oh.
Yep. You can see that their beards have been shaved off.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
This is the best. You guys should be here all the time when you play this game.
Wait.
Life.
If we're doing this CSI style, then Benwin looks up and goes, looks like these guys had some years shaved off.
Yeah! Oh, man. All right.
You can see they've also been branded with this fiendish-like brand. It kind of looks like a cattle brand. On their backs.
I have a perception. I can check and see if I recognize that. I got a 19.
Wow.
And I can say my hilarious catchphrase. How about 19? Does 19 work for you?
19 works. Well done.
19 works plenty. Yeah, you've seen this symbol before. For a basically, whenever the Amber Shards start bagging slaves and bringing them to the Twisting Halls, they all seem to have these brands.
So I point at the brand and I go, slaves.
But they're dead, clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like that they were bludgeoned to death.
Ooh, that's a bad way to go.
Probably they tried to get away or they
were
disobedient.
Chris, what was your childhood like?
He had a sister who went into a cave.
Too soon.
So please continue with your...
All right.
As far as I know, autobiography. Like?
The slaves have been shaved. They've been shaved. I hate you, Dad. Where am I?
I stole that joke from Chris Stroud.
Yep. The next thing you see is you make your way through this hellish plain, apart from the acid pits,
which
are a little sharp to the nose. You begin to see this gigantic herd beast that looks fairly docile because it's just standing there chewing on blood rock.
It's like a hell cow?
It's like a gigantic behemoth. It looks just like that.
It's a triceratops.
It's an evil hell triceratops.
And there's fire coming out of its eyes.
Okay, so it's
awesome.
That distinguishes it from a regular cow.
Yes.
That's rad.
Yes. And it's just eating like hard blood rock, and it kind of gives you a lazy look with its fiery eyes.
Nature check?
Yep.
Are you going to try to do some like Crocodile Dundee type shit?
Yeah, I sort of walk up real slow.
Yeah.
Twisting my hand back and forth, and I get a 5. It's not friendly.
It sort of looks at you, bits of actual rubble sort of come out of its mouth and just sort of drop onto the ground.
Who's a pretty girl?
Crunch, 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 and it just sort of looks at you stupidly, but it does not attack.
Even on a 5.
I've tamed it. I've tamed this wild beast. He will now be my mount.
We will come back to you guys in a second.
Uh-oh.
Aofel.
Oh, that's me.
Mm.
Damn.
You've got a bag over your head, and you're being marched across a fearsome landscape that you're just thankful you can't see, and your nose is picking up a very strong, powerful, caustic odor that is familiar and just horrid.
I know what
and
it is.
You try to take your bag off, but you've got these shackles on, and you've got these leg irons on,
and
you're
humiliating.
Being poked and prodded by these, what you recognize, these voice-wise, to be dwarves.
Dwarves.
And there were at least 4 or 5 of you. But apparently, 2 of them tried to run off when they first arrived here, and it didn't sound like it went too well. But there is one other guy who's with you, and he's just sort of kind of leading the way. And all you can tell about him is that he's a human, but you haven't actually seen him because of the bag over your head.
Can I try to talk to him?
Absolutely.
Human. Human, can you hear me?
We love to be addressed by human.
Yeah. Because we are human.
Yeah.
Dude, you speak common.
A surfer?
You speak with a tongue I have not heard in many years. Did you go to San Dimas High School?
No way. I was totally raised in Hammerfest.
Yeah, what park?
Do you know where we are?
You been to Hammerfest High? I think we're on some sort of hellscape. There's acid everywhere.
The last thing I remember, I was in Ambershard Manor. And I was crying out for my friends to help me as I slowly struggled and flailed against certain painful, long death that not even a 19 was enough to get away from.
And then would go on for months to whine like a bitch.
forgetting all the good times in my life. All the awesome things I did, like when I was on Star Trek and I was in that awesome movie and met Rob Reiner. I forgot about all that shit because Kurt killed me.
And I also say that. So I say that too. Oh.
Dude, they're taking us to a place called Slaughterfest.
Oh man.
Oh. Which sounds gnarly.
Sounds like a burger joint.
Yeah. I was hoping for Slaughter Slow.
Or should they have a drive-in
window? It's some kind of mine.
So we're not going to, like, Whorefest?
Oh, dude, no, that would be totally rad. Speaking of, that's my name, Rad.
Rad.
Rad Longhammer.
Rad.
Rad what?
Rad Longhammer. Rad Longhammer. My name is Eofel. Eofel Elchromane. I am a Ladrin.
Whoa, good to meet you, Al.
Oh, man.
If I don't get out of this, and somehow you, like, totally make your way back home, you gotta go talk to my father. He's a very important dwarf in Hammerfest.
My name is Eofel.
Whoa, dude, take it easy.
What is your father's name?
His name is Alvin. Alvin. He's a dwarf.
Elvin dwarf?
Alvin.
Alvin dwarf?
No.
Oh, you got it.
I don't know. Third base.
Alvin Longhammer.
Alvin Longhammer.
Yeah. He's like a totally bitchin' dwarf. I was raised by dwarfs.
Dude.
Already learning the tongue.
Yeah. We will leave this place together, and we will make the Ambershards pay for what they have done to both of us, for they have brought shame to both of our families.
You hear a voice say, "Shut up and stop talking."
Like Alec Baldwin.
Eofel talked like this a long time before Alec Baldwin talked like this, so suck my balls.
Honey, we have been offered Will Wheaton's balls.
My balls.
Are you okay with that?
By the way, I'm on Scott's list. I don't know if he told you that. By the way, I'm on Angie's list. So.
Yeah.
It might not be as weird as you think.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay, so I'm smart enough to know that I shouldn't try to fight these guys when I'm hooded and shackled, but I curse in Eladrin under my voice.
Excellent. You are poked and prodded forward, and then after a long trip, he says,
"Whoa. You should see this. The place is huge. It's like a fortress, man. Dude, we're totally gonna die."
"I've died once before. I do not plan to die again.
Oh.
Not on this day."
The
not
hood is snatched off your head.
And I turn and I find the first dwarf dude that I can see, and I look him right in the face and I say, "And not in this place."
All right. You see four charcoal-skinned dwarves with grayish-white hair, and they've got big sort of branding irons in their hands, which I guess they've been poking and prodding you with. And there's basically two watching over you and two watching over this battered and beaten human in scrappy clothes that you've come to
know. Is he wearing jams?
Yeah.
I had a feeling.
Rad Longhammer. And,
does he have like plus one zinc oxide on his nose?
Walk around.
Want to move this?
Nope. You're good. You're good.
Oh yeah.
Can a DM make a terrain so big he can't adjudicate it?
Eofel, if you want
that
to put your
guy on
the map.
That joke would have been funny if this crowd knew adjudicate.
Sarcastic laughing guy laid into you now. Oh, hi, AOFEL. I really missed you. Hey, dude.
Here's
you
a filthy
really are
zombie
wearing
guy.
Jams. So, where are we?
You are between the Duergar.
Let's see. So he's in the front there because he's like.
Who, by the way, are all minions? Just so you know.
Oh, wow. That is just the way AOFEL likes it.
And as soon as your eyes adjust, you see this great stone wall before you with a parapet on top, and you see gigantic catapults and a small horde of these gray-skinned dwarves in flapping red cloaks. The fortress looks like it's taken a bit of a beating and is under construction, and there's this leering face glaring at you from above the gate. But what strikes you first, really, is the branding iron. And it does so literally as you...
No!
Not hard, just enough to let you know that the Duergar think they're in charge.
Does it leave an awful dwarven mark on my beautiful Eladrin skin?
As a matter of fact, no, it's kind of a cold branding iron, but you do notice that
so
you,
cold,
have, you do have a brand you didn't have before. They have blemished your pristine alabaster flesh.
My flesh. I am enraged.
Dude, your mom's going to be furious. What you also see is a floating stone square platform. It's 10 feet off the ground, held aloft by magic.
Yeah.
And there are three dwarven crossbow women on it.
Yeah.
And a mighty-looking dwarven woman in a great mantle. And she's got a gigantic hammer beside her.
That's cool.
It is.
And
cool.
She says to you,
"We've arrived."
Physically, I'm not speaking of your career.
Yeah, because that arrived a long time ago.
I meant that in-game, I swear to God.
Look upon your doom!
Hey, tell me this, and not to break character, but is it weird that I forget, like, you are an actor? Does it, like, now, it's weird, because, like, I know you as Will.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
My friend that I killed.
Yeah.
And as a writer and a blogger and stuff.
Yeah.
And as a guy that tweets.
You're treading some pretty dangerous water.
No, I know what I'm saying, but, like, it's like my friend that I forget is blind.
Yeah, that's better.
So, look, all I'm saying is, sorry about the crack.
Aelfel.
No, I meant it.
She looks down on you and she says, "Acquisitions Incorporated cost me something precious."
Ooh, that's
and
brand recognition.
Yeah.
We hit the big time, boys.
We are known on two planes.
And now I have taken...
Those flyers really worked.
Direct mail.
Flyers in hell.
And now I've taken something for... Now I've taken something precious from them.
Yeah. This is OOC. I'm not even there.
I can feel things.
And she says,
"But I forked over a good coin to have you brought back, boy."
"I am not your boy."
"I intend to be reimbursed."
"You will be reimbursed in blood."
Yeah!
"As you have marked my flesh with your hideous brand, so I will mark yours with my blade."
Oh, they have a devil.
Oh, shit.
I don't even see the devil. I'm so pissed at her.
"I will make you drink." Oh, shit.
And I noticed, and
maybe
there's a devil.
Maybe we can work something out.
Really, let's talk. I mean...
I meant, you know, blood wine. It's a Klingon drink. I know a guy. I can help you out. We could go to a different plane.
You see her pull
in Vegas.
Out. You see her pull out from the folds of her cloak what looks like a gigantic stogie, and she lights it.
All right.
And begins to smoke and relax on top of her.
Just hang out on spinning, her disc. You
hang
know,
out on her
hell.
Floating disc in hell.
Wow.
And then you start to see this great winged creature climb to the top of the wrecked tower and gaze down upon you with a stern look. He looks just like that, by the way, a big red devil.
Tim Curry.
It was very nice of you to bring me to a Bowie concert.
And coming up alongside him is a tiefling with shackles around his hands and shackles around his legs. Okay. And his tail sort of twitches back and forth, and he looks down and he says,
Lord Gastivan welcomes you to the fortress and mines of Slaughterfast. Well, he hopes that you find the accommodations to your liking, and he trusts you will stay a long time.
Yikes.
Don't like
tight spot.
Yikes. Got quiet.
I will be here long enough to exact retribution on you all for what you have brought.
He is writing checks. His body.
I am passing through long enough to collect souvenirs.
The big devil laughs.
So I want to make sure you understand that these catapults are full of human heads.
I know that my boys are coming to back me up.
Yeah. Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Brave words.
We're telling secrets in a magic circle. I'm not sure we're going to be there anytime soon.
But I've heard them before. From hundreds of slaves over hundreds of years. Eladrin are slaves to no one. How wrong you are.
Damn it.
That was a good one.
I had that with Chambered as Hot. I thought
check,
it was going to...
Check and mate. Fuck.
The tiefling goes, open the gate.
All
no,
labor.
No way,
is
no
it
way.
Open?
You have
shit.
Wow. Cool.
Marching out from the open gate is a squad of Duergar carrying a chest. And the lead Duergar is wearing a blackened crown and is carrying a gigantic axe set with red gems. It looks very expensive, if ceremonial.
I'm sure it's no big deal.
So it's probably not made of weapons-grade steel.
Yeah.
It's more of like, you know...
It's a replica. He likes to reenact things in hell.
Yeah, he got it at that store in the mall that's right next door to the chicken place.
House of Cutlery.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. It's across from Forever 21.
Yeah.
Next to the Singer Sewing
Center. I don't want you to put any more figures on this board.
Please don't abdicate anymore.
Abdicate?
I'm going to silently pray to Melora and see if she can hear me.
Oh.
There's actually roaming in hell.
That was pretty good.
I know I'm on my, really I know I'm on my extended network and everything.
Friend of a friend.
Yeah. But she's in my five, so.
There you go.
I've got her on speed dial.
She takes a magic toke and lowers her
the
platform
lowers to the ground so that she can inspect the chest, which is open before her, and you see it's full of red glittering gems.
Ooh.
And she says, yes, this will do. And she turns to you and says, don't feel bad. Your friends are going to have it a lot worse. By the time I'm done, Hammerfast will be a smoldering ruin, and your friends will be a footnote in the history of the Nentir Vale.
Fucking Amber Shards.
I hate them.
It's just nonstop bullshit.
I know.
Acquisitions Incorporated will not be a footnote. Acquisitions Incorporated will write the book.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP.
Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it. Don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk, the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.